Actually, there's a more, one more thing to do. Originally, we planned for from 2 to 4, but because the weather is freezing cold, so we decided to kind of go with 1 hour, but we still have the candle lighting because it has been 40 days. So if you like, you can still join. And there are some practical things you can do. Maybe it was only 1 hour of the day, but it makes a huge difference. You have brochure that you can use, and there's a QR. If you scan it by your phone, it takes you to different links, articles, and books that gives more information about Hazaras. And there are some like Canadian organization, Hazara Canadian-based organization, that can guide you. There is one called the Canadian Humanitarian Services of Hazara, based on Toronto. And there is one called Northern Light. And the other one is Hazara Hope, which gives information about refugees who have been impacted by this genocide. And they have been in Indonesia for like between 5 to 10 years. So there are some practical things you can do. Like in an ideal world, it would be amazing to solve this problem in a day, but we know it's gonna take time. At the meantime, there are also like private sponsorship program, which Canadian who are PR or have Canadian citizenship, they can contribute that way. And also pressuring your MP, MLAs, or anyone who you think can make a difference in this regard, you can do that. Like writing letters to your MP, like inviting, speaking to them or visiting them, things like that would make a huge difference. And I will pass the mic to Farida.
Okay. Hello again. This time I'm not reading an official statement. Thanks again for giving me the opportunity to have a little talk here. English is my third language, but I speak it very fluently. No worries. I read a tweet a couple of weeks ago. I would like to quote it here. I am really sorry that I do not remember who wrote it, but it was written in Farsi, and I'm going to translate it in English. There was the picture of one of the fathers of the 59 victims of the attack on Koch. The tweet said that when you lose your spouse, you become a widow. When you lose one of your parents, or probably both, you become an orphan. But when you lose a child, that is so heart-wrenching that there is no single word in any language to describe that. I really do not know the word in English for that. Like, I searched in dictionaries, but I still couldn't find it. So once again, thank you for being here in this amazingly cold weather. And I appreciate all of your efforts in any possible way, either edit writing a letter to the MPs or signing petitions or even writing a single tweet. Every single step toward justice is important and highly appreciable. Thank you. Also, one last thing, and Twitter have been our main platform for the couple of years. We have this Stop Hazara Genocide hashtag, which was trending in many countries for weeks. You can also help with that if you're one of those guys who uses Twitter. But now, I think we're going to have our candle lighting video. Yes, thank you so much.